Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gosger out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, The Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday throws the ball into Donaldson, who tags Brown trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton, who is chasing the ball. Webster reaches third base with a triple. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to home to get Webster. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gosger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Green now playing third base. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.